Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 21st of December, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Oh, we have bright new
little hats.
Little hats. We have mic condoms that we put on.
Basically.
That's what it is. It covers the mic up, and we change them out periodically, you know, once every 3 years. Yes. Or doing the other ones just get so bad, we can't handle it anymore. Okay, are you sure yellow is the one that...
I am certain.
Okay, look at that.
We got new mic covers.
Ooh, yeah. Look at it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So looks like we have decreasing clouds today with a high of 56. Overnight lows of 43. There's the difference. We put on this huge down comforter, and it was just too much last night because it's now down in the 30s. That's the difference. Okay. Overnight lows 43. Tomorrow calls for a high of 57. Slight chance of showers. And then rain tomorrow, 57 overnight, lows of 45 with patchy fog. Friday calls for 40% chance of rain and areas of fog with a high of 56. Patchy fog once again, overnight lows of 48. And for you folks who are leaving and driving out of town for Christmas Eve, chance of rain with a high of 61. Saturday night, chance of rain once again with 49. And Christmas Day will be partly sunny with a high of 68. There you go. And that's the forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated in the Anderson area. Stopped by the other day to drop by some Christmas goodies. And the staff is so friendly. So, you know, that's been kind of the fun thing at Christmas, dropping by and seeing people and dropping off little goodies of some of our clients, some of our faithful and loyal clients that have been with us for years. And just wishing them a Merry Christmas. It's feeling a little hurried for me this year, and I'm not really sure why.
I can tell.
I just have my heart in a different beat, and I'm just anyway. So it's beautiful outside. So let's be grateful because we have so much to be grateful for. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane. We are grateful for them. The Kinney family. 365-3793
is their phone number. We're also, you know, talking about customers or clients. Black Bear Diner is giving away a free Christmas Day dinner valued at $150. So you get a gift certificate and valued it to dinner for four at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Now, we've been playing the old Jingle Bear during the breaks, and you're going to hear it a couple more times a day. And when you hear it, and it goes, Jingle Bear, Bear, Jingle Bear, it's totally, you know, there, Bear. What you need to do then is just call in and just give us your name, and we put you into our drawing, and we reach in there on Friday at 8:05.
Oh.
And you're not going to let me forget, mm-hmm. at 8:05 on Friday to draw out. And so you've got all the numbers in a big glass jar. So get your phone number in there. In fact, we're going to do it two or three times today.
Oh, lovely.
More than just once. Yes, I know. But let's do it. In each half-hour segment.
That sounds really good.
Okay, so
hey, I wanted to bring up, too, that on Thursday night, I posted that yesterday, but it was from my phone, so I need to do a share thing. That Thursday night, we're flipping shows. You and Ted are going to be doing Man Up on the last Thursday of the
month.
We're
going to do it before the New Year's, and you're going to finish up the year with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, Perry Crummins, and other guests we have for the end of 2022.
But this Thursday night, Liam, I'm not sure if you know that, we've got Lou White, who's coming in, and he's going to be this Thursday night. So I put it on the 22nd. It will be saxophone, flute, and clarinet. And we're not plugging in. It was just going to be live in Ambient Room. Pat Karcher on keyboards, and I'm going to do it like a gig. Well, I don't
awesome.
Even know what
I'm excited. This
I don't even
so
know what
fun.
My Christmas songs are. But I have
so bring
really,
your drums. Bring your drums.
I
and
really
set them
have
up.
Missed.
I could
oh,
bring
yeah.
my. I could bring my kit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I really don't know what Christmas songs I'm going to do, but it's going to be like a gig. So, like,
well,
I'm just going to throw stuff out, and we're going to talk about what was meaningful for you, and what's your favorite Christmas song, and why. And we're going to walk down memory lane and do an hour's worth of Christmas music
live. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I wanted to do it last year. We couldn't swing it with everybody's schedule, but this year it's a definite go, and thanks to the guy. So anyway, we're going to share that and post that. We'd love to have you listen. And on that night, just because we do have a couple tucked away, Thursday night I'll be giving two more tickets away. That's Thursday night, so don't call now, for Garden of Lights. So I know that they – I know I want to go after Christmas, when we get back from Christmas, maybe even after New Year's, because they're – up until the 8th. And I want to keep elongating. I think what happened for us, we did that whole two-week trip, Carl, where we went and drove over 3,000 miles. And we came home and we both got the flu. And I'm really behind. But I'm grateful. I just have to be in the now, you know. And I'm going to go out later with the horse today. And it was so cute because everybody at the ranch out there put little stockings up for their horses. So I'm going to stuff the little stockings with everybody's name. And when I think about, you know,
with the horses,
touching
man.
The horse, loving our Odina, I just get, my whole heartbeat goes down and just, I just feel
we,
like there's a
we
rhythm.
We need to bring her to the house now.
I know. I wanted to like a sleep number bed for the horse. I wonder if they're going to do that. They I know they talk
no.
about.
No, just don't even go there.
Beds for dogs.
We need to have a moment of silence. Seriously. Franco Harris. The man that's synonymous with the Immaculate Reception in the AFC Divisional Playoffs in 1972 has died. He died overnight. He was 72 years old. They were going to retire his jersey and celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception at the stadium this week. And he died last night. And he's made the announcement. He was an all-pro. You know, this is for the older people. Do you know who Franco Harris is, Liam?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. See, I don't know if you watch football or anything like that.
I know nothing about football.
Okay. Well, then, but he, the coach there said he was there at the game that day. He was 8 months old. And he says, I've met 75,000 people who were there, which, of course, isn't true. But anyway, what it did was it got the Pittsburgh Steelers into its first playoff. They win the Super Bowl, and then they win four straight. So, and it was, he was an all-pro for so many years. And just, you know, he was just, he seemed like a guy that did things for Pittsburgh and stuff. So he passed overnight, 72 years old. And,
well, you know which,
and they don't know what he died.
Well,
from.
It's interesting, and I don't know. I'm sure there's studies of this and books that have been written during the holidays, Christmas time, that people pass on, and I don't know if it's because it's a heightened alert or awareness for us because we're trying to be with family and celebrating holidays and so on and so forth, but. You know, we've known about a handful of people, in various stages of their lives that have just like left us over the holidays.
Yeah, it seems like it. Well, a lot of times people pass during that time frame.
And didn't Dr. Kahn say that on Christmas Eve?
Yeah. No, Christmas Day is the day that and they've got the statistics for it, heart attacks on Christmas Day. So. Be aware of that and try not to stress out. I mean, I can tell people that. I can't tell my wife that because she's been at the high hover, as we call it, in the military for about a month. And it's not getting any better. She's hovering higher and faster.
Today's the highest.
You say that, but last Thursday and Friday, you were pretty much way up in the air on that one.
All right. Well,
and the
you know,
only thing that can fix that.
Well, the one thing that I for sure that
for
is a given
sure.
And I, you know, you and I have different rhythms because you want to stay up later. And when I know it's a work day and I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I want to be in bed by 9 o'clock. And I set my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting last night was 35. And it really is the way to wind down at the end of the day. And do your moment of gratitude and not let the mind jump around so much. So I appreciate so much the gift of a good night's sleep because it totally is what can charge you for the next day. And so right now, if you're thinking about, oh my gosh, maybe last minute, we don't know what we're going to do, or you're thinking about what can I give my loved one or what can I give myself to go into 2023 and try to have optimal health, it's all about your sleep. So head on down to the sleep number. What was your sleep number setting last night?
My sleep number setting last night was 50.
All right.
And I love my sleep number setting.
All right.
And what was yours?
Mine was a 35. And now don't miss a Sleep Numbers weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition. And what else do we have there as far as call to action with Sleep Number?
Why choose proven quality sleep at Sleep Number? And because every day, to be your best, you need proven quality sleep every night. Now don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,999. That ends Thursday, tomorrow, December 22nd, on our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. And go in and see Phil or any of the great people in there laying all the beds. I particularly like the ones with the, what is that, the pillow top?
Yeah, no one's going to judge you, folks.
Yeah, nobody's going to judge you, and you're going to sleep good for the next 20 years. Okay, we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Do you realize how fortunate I am to be able to work with my wife? I love you. I love you.
All right. This is where we take a deep breath because, folks, you know, as couples, as you're jamming, cramming, and jamming, you know, we have a tendency to... Hey. So I apologize because I did come in like a friggin' steamroller going, you know.
No, it's okay, sweetheart. It's at that time of the year.
Hey, okay, let me talk about... Wait,
but okay, before you get there, let's talk about the earthquake. And they talked about in the all these people, and the more I talk to people, you know, they're...
We have
their family hears these things, you know.
Oh.
It gives us earthquake alert. And it didn't, and
we didn't get one?
No, I know. And it said it reached over 3 million people.
I know. I had it last night out yesterday.
Emergency alert. Earthquake detected. Drop cover. Hold on. Protect yourself. Well.
Duck and cover is what one of my gals said yesterday. My nails done yesterday, so I'm hearing, you know, all the people in that place going, oh, did you get, you know, somebody felt it? And I was like, oh my God, we were so out of it on our sleep number bed.
Oh, wow. Here's the thing. The way you and I duck and cover is.
Under the covers.
We pull the covers up a little bit higher.
Did not get an alert. You didn't get,
I didn't get it.
If and somebody said the phone went
I think I left my phone at home.
Did you get one, Ian?
I did, yeah.
Liam? I called you Ian.
It's okay.
You got it? So do you have your phone turned on?
I have my, when I'm in bed, I have my ringer on and my volume turned all the way up so that it wakes me up in the morning.
Oh, man.
Well, that's so, if you...
I don't.
That's so
because I've slept in a few times.
He gets a phone call from me going, planning on coming in today. Just like he got me last week.
Yes, last week.
Are you coming in? I'm walking through the door, Liam. Hey, but...
Man.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to Mike Huber.
Oh, yeah.
I went over to Mike's man cave. He lives on the river. And you know what? I told him probably four times, I could live here. I could live here where he lives.
Yeah.
Easily.
He loves it.
He's got a sauna. He's got a sauna.
Yeah, beautiful,
he's got a beautiful
sauna.
Kitchen.
But it made you some kind of, what is it, a Bucky Burger?
Bucky Burger.
Yeah, that, you were sending me pictures, and I was like, okay, great.
It was venison mixed with ground round. So, I mean, they were wonderful. Anyway, but thanks. And we walked along the trail out there, and we saw a government guy there. And so we had to go over and talk to him. What are you doing here? And he's managing the work they're doing on the river trail down there, and they're putting in a fence post. I don't know what it's for, but it's right there on the trail, and nobody goes on this trail because of where it is. It's out there by that, you know, that globe as you're heading south.
Oh, I bet you there's a lot of wildlife out there, too.
You know, as I was driving in, I had to avoid deer walking across the road. He says, oh, they're everywhere here. Anyway, thanks a lot, Mike. Okay.
Today's the first official day of winter, hence the bitter cold sweeping across most of the U.S. In the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice marks the shortest day of the year, when the Earth is at its furthest tilt away from the sun. Depending on how close you are to the North Pole, this also means daylight will soon decrease dramatically for some time. Now, we are all aware that winter weather alerts are currently in effect for more than 70 million people across the U.S. as a sprawling storm system threatens to deliver a dangerous trio of heavy snow, strong winds, and frigid temperatures to much of the country today, with conditions lasting through the end of a busy travel week. Forecasters have been warning this week's powerful storm could bring travel to a standstill as it hits areas from the northwest to the plains, the Great Lakes, and the central Appalachians. Now, here's what happens when you travel. And I think, you know, hydrate. Be ready. If you're going to be flying, you're going to be traveling, folks, be ready. Carry a blanket with you. Carry snacks, protein bars, nuts.
The way the flights are going, you might want to bring a sleeping bag and a pillow.
I think those are the things if you're driving or you're flying. Remember your go bag. These are important things. I know we're going to be driving just down to Sacramento, but you just never know what's going to happen.
Should we bring a go bag in there with, like, protective clothing and all that if we're going to Sacramento?
Yes, we used to take a go bag when we go up to the mountains over New Year's.
We did that with everything, a reflective, like
a light wand. But anyway, if you're traveling.
Belt-fed semi-automatic weapon.
Well, I have a girlfriend, my best girlfriend, who lives in Texas, is going to be flying back to Orange County the day after Christmas. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl. I mean, I hope she doesn't face all this. She hasn't seen her mother since she's moved in 2 years. And she's just so looking forward to getting home with her family outside of Palm Springs. I say Orange County, Palm Springs area. But anyway, so I think about that because how many loved ones we know that are flying during the holiday season. So just maybe if you're hearing this program and you've got family and friends that are visiting and they just don't want to hear the news, just maybe in an email or a call, remind them to just pack those little extra things because according to what we're reading, it's going to be one of the nastiest storms in a very, very long time.
Well, Hawaii is suffering like winter storms after the eruption of Mauna Loa, so that was interesting. Now we've got 2 minutes, and you've got what the Ukraine? What's going on in Ukraine?
Ukraine president will make dramatic visit to Washington today, using his first trip outside the homeland since the onset of Russia's invasion to rally U.S. support for his country's defense. Now, as we progress through our lives, this is still Ukraine has been under siege for so long. He will meet with President Joe Biden, who is set up to announce he is sending nearly $2 billion in additional security assistance to Ukraine, including a sophisticated new air defense system.
Yeah, Patriot missiles.
Over the course of the 10-month invasion. Zelensky has remained steadfast in Ukraine while appealing to nations around the world for support. So this makes it even more of a remarkable moment as he joins a top international ally today to call for sustained military and economic assistance.
Yeah, because some people are saying we're giving away too much money to Ukraine, and where's the money going? Is it making people rich and blah, 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 blah? But here's the thing. Ukraine has fought Russia, a huge country, with a huge military, to a standstill on something, a war that was started by Putin, thinking he could roll in and take everything and nobody would do anything about it. Well, he was wrong. But the Ukrainians are fighting them street fighting, house to house. They're using better weapons. They're knocking down their helicopters. They're knocking down their aircraft. And plus they're beating them on the ground. And I don't know about you all, but if I send money to another country who is using it to engage the military and drain their military of a country that has made no secret that they're not our friends, I've got no problem with that. None at all.
We have two gentlemen outside in the lobby area that are going to be coming on in the next segment. From the United Way. We're looking forward to hearing their outreach, what we can do. We're all kind of scrambling this year, trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do? Are we supporting a family? Are we, you know, what kind of special Christmas gift do we want to do for our universe, our community, our friends. So be listening in the next half hour, and we're so happy that you're with us on this Wednesday, the 21st of Wednesday. It's a cool morning. We're going to have about 58 today with our overnight lows of 43. And it's hump day.
It is. Maybe we'll actually hear it today. Who knows? Wait till the sheriff's on, Phil. This portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and BNT Satellite, Redding's super dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in Tiffy for over 30 years. That's right, over 30 years. Doug Tooley has been, had this business. He's been, made a success of it because of customer service and great deals. Can't even begin to get in the number of great deals he has for you. So don't call the 800 number. They don't really care about you. Doug Tooley cares. It's a locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Call 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. BNT Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. And we'll be right back. 731, and it's 44 degrees out there today, December the 21st.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hey music lovers, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReddingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReddingCivic.com today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House, rule number one, come to the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Borough, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. We are having a, it's Wednesday already.
Yes. Gone.
Hey, when you hear the, play the jingle thing. Play that. Just play it. When you hear this. Okay, when you hear that, and it's during commercial times. Call in at 530-605-4565 or 67 or 66. I don't care. Any of those. And get yourselves into this drawing for a $150 dinner at Black Bear on Christmas Day. A dinner for four.
Oh, cool.
And $150 gift certificate for that. So when you hear that, give us a call. Call as many times as you want. You know, right now your chances are okay. So we're going to be really pushing this for the next we're going to push it through 7 o'clock hour on Friday, and then at 8:05,
nice.
Linda and I pull that out and we tell whoever it was that you won, and we'll call you.
Fantastic.
If you're not listening, you should be listening, though. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years in business, they are truly a local bank with local board of directors, local people you know running it, and they provide just great service. We do our banking with Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with United Way.
We have Larry Olmsted and
Roy Melendez. Roy, I know from previous over at Simpson University.
Yes.
Where you did an outstanding job.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
Well, I know your job there is, you know, like business development and stuff.
Hey, you know, raising funds is a tough gig, you know.
Especially now. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife keeps on telling me, like, do you want to do something else? Like, no, this is
sell cars,
this
is what you do. sell used cars. We have jobs on the weekends for producers.
Well, Larry Olmsted is the president and CEO, and we are talking about United Way in the Northern California division: Butte, Glen, Lassen, Modoc, Plumas, Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And so now today, as you're here live on the air, what can we share with our listeners? What do you need? Do you have a call for action? What's going on?
A lot is going on. Before we go there, I wanted to comment about Roy and Simpson University. And isn't it exciting? Simpson University is starting a football program now.
Oh,
yeah.
I tell you what, since Dr. Norm Hall has come in there, this man has totally reshaped that campus and that university. And football is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But the other things, the new majors, like now you can get an engineering degree besides the great teaching degree, where many of the teachers in Northern California and California and other states come from Simpson. Their nursing program, which is one of the top in the nation.
Yes.
And then all these different majors they're offering, the different sports, and, you know, because kids, I shouldn't say kids, but young adults, they're going to college, want to have that full experience. Our granddaughter used to talk about it before she started. She wanted to go see a football game. She wanted to go basketball games. Yeah. And she's got a 4.0, and she's a junior in college. So she wants that college experience, and Simpson has taken such big strides in the last 5 years.
Very excited to hear about that.
I'm really pleased. I'm honored to be on their community advisory board. And, you know, it's a challenge to take the university where they're trying to take it in this era, and funding is always part of it. But anyhow, I just wanted to give a shout out to Simpson because they're making some big efforts. And you're right, that nursing program is just so outstanding. It's top class. No
Reading University.
Reading's hometown university.
That's right.
4 years that you can go.
Well, we're here in the holiday season, and United Way has been synonymous with acts of doing great actions of kindness, and helping those who are less fortunate. So let's talk about what's going on this season. You're here at this time for a particular reason.
Oh, absolutely. And there's really three big buckets of our work right now that I think the public absolutely wants to be aware of. And I'm going to ask Roy to talk a little bit more about our work in the disaster space. Wildfires happen and it's over. It's not over for us. Mm-mm. And it's not over for the survivors. And so we continue to serve community members who've been impacted by wildfire. Right now, you recall they had a couple of big ones in Siskiyou County in August and September, and those are top of mind. So we have a major fundraising campaign going on a disaster piece. And then we are also doing a lot of work. People think, people are tired of COVID. But in fact, the need for continued vaccinations, continued vigilance is, if anything, is starting to get high because, as you know, there's other flus and this and that
all
going around. So we're doing a lot of work around the region to push that out. And finally, homelessness is a critical issue for us. And during the holidays, that's when your heart really goes out, but year round. So last night, the city council approved, a proposal where we are going to have what we call a micro shelter site, basically a transitional type of opportunity with tiny homes. It's going to be in the next to the RABA headquarters down in off of the South Market Street, right?
Close to a
Good News Rescue.
Good News Rescue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So that was really exciting for
now,
us.
How many homes? Those are like one room. Do they have bathrooms in them?
No, sir. They're prefab units. The ones that we are utilizing will be single occupancy, and we're going to have 8 of those on our site. So the idea is that this is kind of a demonstration project. Mm-hmm.
Proof of concept.
You're testing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And so, is there like a communal bathroom? As they've got the shelter. They have, now is there a sink or something?
Yes.
Okay.
What we'll have is toilet facilities, of course, and they'll have a washing station, hand washing station. Then we're going to bring in twice a week a mobile shower unit.
Okay.
And also laundry. So everybody will be able to get their clothes cleaned, and they'll have a couple of showers there, and so on. But the concept is that we will also have on site a case manager. So there'll be a site manager and a case manager. And that case manager is going to work. That's going to be that their whole workload will be those, their whole caseload will be those people.
Yeah, I think we'd be very interested in touring that we really like to see how that's run.
I could rent one on certain nights.
Fascinated. I'm fascinated with it. So
the closest we get to Christmas, might have to
be
down there.
So I think that sounds good. Now, when is that going to launch?
Well, hopefully mid to late January.
All right.
Yeah, we've now have the council approval, so we're going to finish the contracting process with the city. And meanwhile, we've already lined up all our vendors who are going to bring in things like, an office trailer and storage and all the things that are needed to make the site work.
Is it going to be fenced off the site at all?
Yes, sir. The city actually already has put up pretty high-grade fencing, and it's going to be gated as well.
Well, and that just makes sense because what you're doing is you're trying to get people off the streets. Now they're safe in a place, And at the same time, you're offering transitioning, and then there's a set of rules that they have to live by.
Absolutely.
And this is what I want the public to know. This isn't just taking people and just putting them in a shelter and letting them shoot up and have parties and use a place for prostitution.
Right.
So the fenced site manager, they've got rules, and the whole idea is to transition them into a better place in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, what we've learned, of course, is that if you have, let's say, they're a transient, or there's somebody living in a tent along the river, they're not going to go from there into, I'm buying a house or I'm renting an apartment. Right. There has to be steps.
Well, and then plus responsibility. And we've seen how they've cleaned out the napalm space.
Yes.
And then driving on Hartnail the other day, they've just, some of those people have moved their stuff right up on the street. And I was just thinking about those would be wonderful people who could really have an opportunity here to make this transition.
The ideal people in our site are going to be people who want to make that transition. In other words, this isn't a place where people are going to walk up I just need a place to crash tonight kind of thing. We're going to be selecting based on is there evidence here that you're somebody who's willing to make a change in your life? Because that's what this program is about.
And a very big responsibility for the site manager, because there's going to be rules.
Yes.
There's probably responsibilities, like you have to clean up after yourself.
Yes.
You can't bring all your junk. Maybe here's a place for your junk, but while you're in here, we're gonna, follow these steps. And I think that's really good, because wherever you go, when you're driving, walking, anywhere,
there's rules
that one must follow. We do have to take a break. We're going to do thank you to our sponsors. When we come back, let's talk more about the United Way.
What people can do.
There we go.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This guy is the best at repairing windshields that there is. It's Jeff Horst.
Jeff, I'm coming to see you this morning.
So watch out. He fixed Linda's windshield a couple months ago. We had a chip that went in deep and could have cracked the windshield, and he fixed it. It took him 45 minutes from the time she walked in to the time she drove out. I can't say enough about the work that Jeff Horst does. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. And get that windshield fixed. Don't take chances with your family's safety or losing that windshield just because you had a small chip in it. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Hayward, Assistant General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. As we reflect on this year, we know that we owe our success to you, our valued guests. However you choose to celebrate, we hope your holiday season is merry and bright. Happy holidays from Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Don Hayward, Assistant General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. As we reflect on this year, we know that we owe our success to you, our valued guests. However you choose to celebrate, we hope your holiday season is merry and bright. Happy holidays from Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:51 in the morning. Yes, people are calling in about our Jingle Bears.
Yes.
And you know what? We, you know, if six people call, we take all of your names and put them into the hopper here.
Liam is on.
Liam's all over that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, but also they're having this huge sale.
20% off.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. I went in the other day to drop the little Christmas goodie off, 20% off, and it's their anniversary sale. So that's pretty good savings there. And they work with you. So Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Get in there now.
They won't be open Christmas Day, so you got to get them by Friday.
Okay, we're here with United Way, and before we took a break, we were talking about the micro shelter that's going in on South Market. But a couple of
across the street from behind Raba, across the street from Good News Rescue Mission.
Looking forward to watching how that facility under your management works.
And don't get it confused with the No Boundaries program. It is two separate programs that Reading is using to help homeless. So, but it's completely different than
so,
that.
So, okay. When we started the program, you were talking about fire and COVID.
Yeah.
And I just may add to you that the other day that we were going to a Christmas luncheon, and we got early, so we drove around over there off of Swayze and drove up, and we realized how many people are still living in their motorhomes or living in, and we couldn't believe it. So, I mean, there were several, not just one. There must have been 25 different mobile homes or fifth wheels.
The fifth wheel.
So
anyway, let's talk about this.
To
get this off the ground, it obviously takes funding.
Takes funding. Thank you. Yep. I want to draw back on earlier what Linda had shared, asking the question. So what can people do? Well, you know, this time of year is a really strong traditional time for people to give. We call it the end of the year, right?
Okay.
People generally make up their mind about last minute gifts. We have let people know via social media and just our networking that people can still contribute to the work that we do here at United Way. But before the end of the year, we make it as easy as possible. People, all they need to do is just go to our website, NorCalUnitedWay.org. We have a button there that they can push. And then it draws down to a menu, which gives them several areas that they can support the community with. So we'll continue to push that as the traditionally end of the year. We do have in October we committed to help our community. Our community is nine. You mentioned it earlier. Our community is like nine counties. It's about the size of the state of Tennessee, right? So we committed to prepare for wildfires. We've been doing a good job over the last 4 years with helping people to pretty much overcome some of the worst moments of their lives, right? When they're wildfire victims. We've given over $12 million over the last 4 years.
Wow.
To help over 10,000 people get back on their
feet. Those are great things that our listeners want to hear. It's a number. It's staggering. We know how many people, well, we don't know how many people, but that suffer in silence, too, about, oh, I'm doing okay. But let's just talk about the PTSD and the trauma that happens Christmas time, thinking that I can't touch my grandmother's quilt or my grandmother's doily, or, you know, those things that women, well, even families and children, and that are traditions that have now disappeared in the fire. And you have to start with new ones. But meanwhile, you're supporting.
Yes, those are real stories, Linda. People are, you know, there's the initial wildfire. Then there's a whole lot of time that needs for recovery. So in our communities, we participate in long-term recovery organizations that are generated from the communities, pretty much county by county, because the need is there. So what does that mean for fundraising? What we are planning, what we did when we committed to this, we call it actually United for Our Neighbors. It's our NorCal Wildfire Fund. We began in October with the commitment of trying to raise $3 million. Why $3 million? Because what we're finding is annually we are expending more and more to support wildfire recovery. We're now at a point where it's about a little over $2 million a year, and it's going to grow. It's just the nature of wildfires now. California officials are now forgetting about a wildfire season. They're calling it the wildfire year. So we have to prepare for that. Part of that funding is, in fact, for preparation, right? The old saying of, you know, a dollar saved is worth more now than in the future. Excuse me. So part of the United for Our Neighbors is not only to participate in the recovery, but also to plan for prevention. And we feel that is what we're going to be directed to towards our wildfire funding over the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And Roy's been really good about helping us focus on, let's get things done. Let's take care of these folks before they lose their house, right? So a couple of years ago, we did a program where we were able to do prevention work and preparation work. And we were working in Siskiyou in Siskiyou County and Tehama County. And the upshot of it is that we were able to do training in the community. You remember that Slater fire up in Siskiyou County a couple of years ago? People used our training to their advantage, and we were told, hey, you saved a few lives with that training because people were prepared.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
so that's
great.
The kind of orientation
we need because to some have. People think not me, but guess what? We're realizing, especially we live downtown, it could have been us.
Yes.
That fire was jumping.
It was close.
And we just had this conversation.
Can you jump one more rope?
2 days ago with somebody whose whole backyard over there on that gulch, that whole thing changed for them. And it was like we kept thinking, not me. That's not true. It's all an animal itself. So final words here. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Great. So final words. We are planning some more fundraising for 2023. We're going to do Boss of the Toss again, which was a great fundraiser. Everybody loves cornhole. We're going to do that in the summer this year.
Oh, I love it.
But we're also going to launch a real big spring event. It's a Toast to Equity. And it's a real innovative get-together. We're doing it March 31st. It's going to be at the Red Lion Hotel. And it's to raise money and awareness for the equity issues that we support.
All right. You let us know because you'll come on before both of these events. We'll run commercials. We want to support those. Now, let me ask you, when you do the cornholes, are you doing them really far apart? And what's legal as far as how far you throw?
Oh, it's standard. They got it wired. If we don't do it right, those cornholers are going to let us know we're not doing it right.
I just don't know, because I know that when it's too far, it's not fun. When it's closer together, okay.
Yeah, we can do it right.
They have a standard set up, and these folks are serious.
Oh, yeah. I think they should do it by your height.
If they did it by ability, we'd have it 3 feet apart.
Yes.
And so you could kind of reach over and drop it in.
And it would be a big hole.
Yeah, you know, those little bitty holes.
You know, we had a couple of our United Way people out competing, and they were like, there's some pros here.
Oh,
you know,
no.
We didn't realize.
It's fun. We so much appreciate Larry Olmsted, President and CEO of United Way up here in Northern California, and Roy Melendez joining us today.
A blessing to both of you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you
and happy
as well, and to your families.
A safe and wonderful holiday for the two of you and your families.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then Sheriff Mike Johnson will join us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta.
Reading. ...of Ukraine, and with Congress voting on a year-end spending package that includes billions of dollars in additional assistance for Ukraine. President Biden will host Zelensky for talks in the Oval Office, followed by a joint news conference. Later, the Ukrainian leader is scheduled to address a joint session of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dangerous cold, heavy snow, fierce winds, even a bomb cyclone, all part of the forecast as a monster winter storm moves from the Rockies and the plains across the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes in the coming days. Winter storm alerts, watches, warnings, and advisories affecting tens of millions of people. About the temperatures, just how low will they go?
Denver on Wednesday, the temperatures are going to be 45 to 50. And then on Thursday, the temperatures are going to be below zero for high temperatures. So there's some dramatic temperature changes behind this front, and that front's going to be affecting a good part of the country as we go on through the week and into weekend.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec. The rough weather comes just in time to scramble the holiday travel plans of millions of people. The Biden administration asking the Supreme Court to allow asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border into the United States, but after Christmas.
Earlier this week, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep in place pandemic-era restrictions that turned away most people requesting asylum at the border. Those restrictions had been slated to expire today.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Consumer confidence rebounded this month, even as the Fed raises interest rates, making borrowing more expensive. Many economists fear a deeper recession. Wall Street, the Dow's up 550 points, NASDAQ ahead 184. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
The UN Security Council has eased a weapons embargo on the Democratic Republic of Congo, a move which could help the army fight rebel groups.
The lifting of the restrictions is a boost to DR Congo's efforts to restore order in the conflict-stricken east of the country. The resolution presented by France was voted for unanimously by council members. The decision means that member states can now sell arms and offer military support to the Congolese army without notifying the Security Council, although the purchase of weapons by individuals remains banned. This was a measure that was imposed at the end of the country's last civil war, which left millions dead. Its lifting comes at a time when the country is battling many insurgent groups.
The BBC's Richard Kagawa. The Red Cross says it has conducted rare visits to thousands of prisoners on both sides of Yemen's 8-year civil war, a step that could pave the way for an exchange of detainees between the rival parties. News and analysis, townhall.com. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have banned female students from universities, effective immediately.
It's the latest edict cracking down on women's rights and freedoms in the country. The decision was announced by a government spokesman after a government meeting. The move comes despite initially promising a more moderate rule dealing with women's and minority rights after their takeover last year. Tuesday's decision is certain to hurt Taliban efforts to win recognition from potential international donors at a time when the country is mired in a worsening humanitarian crisis. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the decision, calling it another broken promise from the Taliban and a very troubling move. Keith Peters reporting.
TikTok would be banned from most U.S. government devices under a spending bill that's being considered by Congress, the latest push by American lawmakers against the Chinese-owned social media app. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie. Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
And that's for you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
You know,
can
it
you
starts...
Thanks. That seriously makes my day every time I come on the radio show. Linda, I'm watching you, and you're just not too enthralled. But you,
oh no, she loves
that's
it.
That's my favorite.
I do too. I love it. Are you kidding me? And somebody called once and said, I was like, didn't hear what you had to say because we're keeping it.
All right,
and I love it.
I love it. Thank you.
Okay.
It makes me laugh because you know what? There's always somebody like that, and on a day that you feel maybe gloomy, you kind of appreciate somebody who it's kind of like the Irish setter.
Irish setter.
It's kind of like the golden retriever that
runs around happy all the time.
I love it. Yeah.
Hey,
innocence is
today
great.
Is December the 21st. Liam's at the helm there trying to keep up with everything. 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's got the weather.
It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be, well, decreasing clouds today with a high of 56. Tonight, increasing clouds overnight, lows of 43. Thursday, 20% chance of a rain with a high of 57, overnight lows of 45. Friday calls for 40% chance of rain and then areas of fog with a high of 56. Saturday, chance of rain once again, 61. And Christmas Day, partly sunny. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson Company. And
yeah.
A veteran and senior discounts, they go the extra mile for you. 365-3793.
Okay.
Shasta Gas Propane.
We are here with Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's the latest on crime fighting, marijuana interdiction?
And the jail.
And Santa Claus flying close.
Green Santa. We had Green Santa. Our department for the first time initiated a Green Santa program. And it was, we had a green a Santa in green suit come to, we rented out one of those facilities that have a gym. For the kids, you know, bounce house and gym equipment, and brought all employees with kids that wanted to come and had Green Santa and had a nice pizza party event. It was really nice for our agency.
Great.
Yeah, that's good. Marijuana crime fighting still going on. We're, haven't stopped and won't stop. Tearing down grows left and right, taking felons to jail, taking guns off the street. Seizing illegal money, all that stuff is still going full board. There, as you know, we have a dedicated marijuana eradication team, a MET unit, small unit, still trying to get staffing, Carl, Linda, and build up staffing so we can put more people out there.
Well, you know what? It's as we know, in some counties, they've just been overrun. no matter how hard they're fighting. And from the beginning, the first week you came in, you went after a huge grow and were taking it out. So is this something that is just going to be part of us since we have a great growing cycle and we have a lot of area out here and all that?
Well, it's going to be something we constantly combat, but we're not going to let it. We're not going to let up, and we're not going to give our county away and become one of those that is losing the battle and getting overrun. We, with a constant effort like we've been doing, we're slowly taking it back. And I tell you, one of the things we're doing is a flyover year by year to see, so we can show the progress and show the land we've taken over and it's not going back. Working on the well thing still too, so I can cement in or destroy these illegal wells that are feeding these marijuana gardens. So we're taking a much more comprehensive approach. Now, I tell you who's not helping the matter, and you could probably guess that. That's your great governor, Gavin Newsom, who keeps, it's like I'm fighting him too, but, whatever. It's still illegal, still federally, backed, so we're gonna still keep going after it.
Well, the thing about it is the state of California had this grandiose idea that they were gonna make all these billions of dollars off taxation and all that, and it was so, the program was so, egregious that the cost of, legal marijuana went sky high. And so people just went, oh, okay. So they went back to the black market on it. Bad enough that the state had to change the rules on the taxes to try and come to some kind of equity between black market and legal.
Right.
And you don't care about legal grows because they've got permission or whatever.
Yeah, we're not even on our radar.
Not on your radar. So, you know, and but these other ones, these huge ones, and people forget that it destroys the environment. They use pesticides that kill everything. They use rodenticides that kills everything in the chain, the food chain.
Yes, they do.
It takes water, which we are short of. Plus the fact that they carry guns and
they're out there intimidating those rural communities and good people out there. It's just across the board.
Yeah,
it really is. But like I said, we're doing very well. Very proud of that unit and how that program's going, and we're not letting up on that at all.
Great, that's good because you just can't ignore it. Or if you Siskiyou County. I mean, their sheriff up there seems like pretty stand-up guy. I don't know him.
Jeremiah Fears, he's a really good guy, good sheriff.
Yeah.
And he is, poor guy's at his wit's end up there. He was going after it too, got in a bunch of lawsuits, not to his fault, just over, they opened the door for lawsuits in this state too. That's the other problem.
And then Lopey was I see he was involved with the trial. Somebody offered him $1 million. This is John Lopey. Mm-hmm. If you knew John Lopey, you wouldn't offer him $1 million. But they obviously didn't know him.
Right.
And they offered him $1 million. He went along with it after telling all the other authorities about it. And I think he got it wired and all this about this guy trying to give John Lopey $1 million to look the other way. Ooh. Now, my friends, think about this. Here's a county sheriff that's offered $1 million just to look the other way. And the guy was found guilty and sentenced to many years in jail.
Yeah, so, that's a great story.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
man.
Your homework. And, wow. Don't do that.
Those kind of things must happen.
Oh.
They do.
At your department.
Even
years.
Even on the, as a street level officer, you'll get offers for these minor bribes and, it blows me away. It's like, you're really trying to bribe a cop. It's just, I guess it works some places. That's why people do it, I guess, but, I've never seen an officer fall victim to that. And,
I heard a story about two officers have been partners for years. A decade. And this guy was trying to bribe him. And he says, I'll give you $50,000 just to not come down these streets, for a week. And the one policeman jumped out and just beat him to the ground. And he said, whoa, whoa, buddy. People have tried to bribe us before. Yeah, but he was getting close to he was getting close to that magic number.
Getting close to the territory.
Yeah.
You know, as we are getting ready, and we've got, of course, Sheriff Johnson with us to the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to be covering a lot of things, but something just came across my email, and we haven't talked about them in a long time, but I do want to shout out to Holiday Harbor. We, you know, of course, the lake is low and all that other stuff. And this, they're going to be doing a special offer on a 2023 houseboat vacation. So if you go to LakeShasta.com and go to their website, you'll find out that they're going to, if you pay, and this is something you're thinking about, you know, what do we get people? What, how about a thank you for your staff or a Christmas offering of something that this time next year or whatever. We're not this time next year, but, you know, next year when it's voting season. Anyway, for 2022, they're going to offer...
2023?
Yes, they're going to offer the 2022 prices if you pay in cash or pay for the full amount. Not cash, but pay for the full amount now, you can get the 2022 prices. So, and I think that's pretty fantastic.
It is. And
that's a great offer.
Because everything's going up, as we know. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Now, you're going to probably hear something called Jingle Bears, Jingle Bears. If when you hear it, just, and I don't care how many of you call, just call in, get your name in the hopper, and on Friday morning at 8:05, we're going to draw a name out of the hopper, and that person wins a dinner at Black Bear Diner on Christmas for four people, of $150 value. So, when you hear, call. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Redding Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReddingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReddingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReddingCivic.com today.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just saw Judy Maxwell, and she's going to be on the show here in a week or so, talking about all the things that are happening that you should be doing and planning on because of the Medicare supplements and all those things that are happening right now. She's got some great information because this lady is an expert when it comes to insurance and financial management. Her company is set up in two different divisions, all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. And if you've got any questions on your insurance or your financial investments, your retirement plans, your 401s, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Yeah, that's right. She'll come in and take a look at it. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we want to talk about staffing because this is something that we still have a floor.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, staffing. So as we move into our conversations, especially about the jail, I know you want to talk about the jail a little bit too.
Well, yeah, I want to hear from you because I'm getting, you know, supporters of not putting it downtown, and of course, supporters of putting it downtown. So I want to hear from everybody. Wants to hear from you,
and we'll talk about that. But let's start off the whole thing by saying that you know, I as that came up, and we talked about a short term and a long term, you know, addition to the jail versus offsite and all that. I'm a supporter of that, of both plans, by the way. But let's not forget the one first and foremost problem is staffing. And if we don't have the staff to run a new jail or in addition to a jail or any expansion, then we shouldn't build it. I mean, I haven't even got up to staff where I can open up the floor that we shut down yet. So staffing is a issue, and retention is an issue. And if we don't address that and address it as a fix, not just a Band-Aid, some little problem to move on, kick the can down the road, which has been done over and over, there's no use in really even talking about building a jail. And there's two folds to that, Carl. And I don't know if I had this conversation with you or not, but I've had this conversation with other people. I'm not just saying that a staffing problem is always just money, because it's not. There's another aspect to that, and that's your culture, your internal operations, and how well you're functioning as a business and keeping your staff happy. And so we have, when I say we, that's me and my command staff, took a critical look at ourselves and what was going on in our jail and with our deputies and why we're losing people. And we identified some problems, and some problems in our training program, some problems in some of the leadership that we had in there. And we've been addressing those problems and taking care of that on our end, because I know that,
and that's below the surface for everybody.
That's below the surface. And that's on me as the sheriff and the organization. So I'm tackling that. But the other part of that is the money. It's got to be, we've got to be in parity and competitive wage for what the industry is. Now, if you look at Anderson Police Department and Redding Police Department, they are in parity with what they pay their officers. Now, consequently, they're both fully staffed. So you can't tell me that it's not also a pay issue, because they're fully staffed, and they got fully staffed as soon as they became parity with each other. So our deputies on the street need parity with those two, and our jail staff needs to be in parity with other jail staff and correctional, so they are too operating in a career for the long term instead of getting trained and moving on.
Well, that's one of the since we've had this station 14 years now, and we have heard this from every sheriff that's come through here. Every sheriff. And it's the same thing. We need to get parity in our salary. Otherwise, we get somebody, we train them, they're a good officer, and they don't even have to move from their home.
Right.
And then they get a $10,000, $12,000 a year raise.
And Carl, you'll hear.
By going down to another local agent.
So true. And you will hear the argument from some administrators is, well, as soon as we make it parity, RPD, Reading will just bump theirs up again. True. And they probably will, but they're not going to bump it up so much where it's, not competitive for us anymore. We're about 25% behind RPD and APD right now, and that we're just not going to retain people.
No, and that is an argument that they'll just raise it like they did last time. However, you're right, it's
the gap.
They
is
can
too
only
big.
Yeah, they can only raise it so much, right. and then the people. I mean, we love our law enforcement. Don't misunderstand me, but. The only way you're going to keep good law enforcement officers, and especially people working in the jail, which is a totally different
animal.
Dichotomy, mm-hmm. a totally different animal, is to at least be able to give them the money so that they feel like, okay, I'm doing a hard job here, but at least I'm getting paid for mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, and I've told you the problem before. You know, it's a job right now. It's not a career.
Yeah.
They can go... Work at, I mean, pick your business. They can go work in retail, go work at Costco, go work mm-hmm. anywhere for the same amount of money, not have to work shift work, not to be ordered in for overtime, get their weekends and holidays off with their kids, or be locked in the dungeon and work in the jail with our very worst. So it's tough. It's a tough dilemma, but again, it can't be these. And here's the thing. So the other talk is about incentive pay or bonuses and stuff like that. Excuse me. Those are kind of band-aid fixes and not really addressing the real issue. The real issue is the base pay. And that's what people will – that's how we'll hold on to people, and that's how we'll also recruit some other quality
people.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Is there – I know you probably thought this a million times, but – would there be grant money that could go into, let's say, like a perk housing for people working in jail? Completely different than any other, like, law enforcement on the street or law enforcement. Just the people who work in the jail would get, like, a housing allowance, something for education for their kids. Something that is a different kind of perk where maybe a grant could cover that.
So the answer is we are trying to explore some of those options, Linda. I've never heard the suggestion about grant money for the housing for jail people. That's a good something for us.
Who knows? Who knows what kind of grants are out there? Because every year billions of dollars.
The problem with
grants
and doing that though is grants run out and stuff. And if you put in a program like that and then the grant runs out, then you have people who are upset, right? So.
What if it was like you got a grant for 4 years? Like, say somebody's just starting out, they are willing to give 4 years, knowing that they can move their family here, work the jail, and know that they're going to be able to get, like, the down payment on their house or something like that. I'm just saying, how do you get people to really commit? That's going to be different than the guy on the street.
It is different, and I don't have the answer to tell you, and we're trying to work on the answer. So. Mm-hmm. What happened was when this first started and we had to shut down the floor of the jail, the county asked for us to bring forward a couple of proposals to fix the problem. And that's the key here, to fix the problem, not to band-aid it. So my command staff and I put together two different proposals and brought those to the county and said, here's A and here's B. And it brought us close to parity with RPD and APD, but not quite there, but it definitely closed that gap. And both of those proposals were rejected. So,
and why were they rejected? Was there a reason before it?
Cost. So we're back to the drawing board and trying to figure that out. And I'd like to reiterate this again. And I'm going to close with this again when we're done at the end of the show. If we don't have the staffing to staff the current jail, how are we going to do an addition or another build out anywhere else? We have to fix the staffing issue.
Reading.
And it's not just the jail folks, Carl. No. Just it's the deputies on the street too.
Absolutely.
Because we use those to backfill in the jail and plug in. And if we start doing that too much, those deputies say, "Well, I'll just go to another agency, get paid more money." And
I didn't get paid. I'm not getting paid to work in the jail. Right. I mean, it's. I know it's hard to believe that, but it's two. My friends, and they don't have regular jail tours, but they should, to show you the difference between being on the street and being in the jail. The men and women that are working there are just consummate professionals, but they're locked up too.
Yes, they
it's
are.
Not like you're driving around in your 100-mile radius that, you know, that you have, and you're going after lawbreakers and all this. No, every day you see the same thugs, thuggettes. They get to know you. Yeah. And when they get released and you're walking down the street with your family here, they're coming the opposite direction. Think about that. Think about that. They have no idea who arrested them.
And Carl,
but they sure know who's been.
And we talked about this a little before, I think offline, you know, because of AB 109 and Prop 57 and all those other bad laws that have come into place, our county jail is no longer a county jail.
No, it's not.
It's a mini prison. And we have the worst of the worst in there. And we have prison politics going on inside of our jail. We have assaults on the staff. We have inmate and inmate assaults. It's become
things have changed.
It ain't
your daddy's jail.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Whatever
but
looks like.
The one thing that Redding did, they offered this $40,000 bonus.
Right. So
signing bonus.
And that works great for them to recruit laterals from out of the area. But you know what? The first thing the laterals look at after they see that $40,000 bonus is what's their pay? Because this is for my career, right? It's to the $40,000 may get you, afford you to move up here, but if the pay's not good enough, they wouldn't come. And their pay is good too.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're talking about the staffing problems, that's, so far, there's been the two solutions that they've brought up have not been approved at the higher levels. And so when we come back, I've got a couple of questions here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were on the other day, and Dr. Khan was with Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are on cutting-edge technology for heart and arteries, and you don't have to go anywhere else. They have the programs right here in Redding at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They don't have to open your chest up to put a valve in. There's so many other things they're doing there that they are truly this regional's top medical center. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Cage Fights are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. Be there Saturday, January 14th for a fight night you'll never forget. Primal Fighting Championships brings us amateur title and pro fights of MMA. In the cage. This action-packed adrenaline-pumping event sells out fast. So book your stay and tickets with us now. For tickets or complete details, call us at 280-UIN or visit windriver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I love it. I sometimes listen to the Hallmark Christmas station because I'm listening to all these different Christmas songs. I love it. Yep, that's it.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Carl Lindabot here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there for 15 years, never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I don't have to wait in line. And you can reach them at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? There's no Dr. Phil on the TV in there. It's hockey games and things like that. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
And we have a caller. Nick, you're on the line. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
I absolutely do. I know that you had to shut down a floor of the jail, and I was told that you might have to shut down another one. I'm wondering if that's true, and I'm wondering if you could explain to us what a floor is. I thought it was just one floor out of eight floors, but somebody told me that a floor is actually you've had three floors in the jail. One is low-level misdemeanors, number two is the higher-level misdemeanors, and number three is the felons. Could you explain that to us, please, and are you thinking you might have to close down another one?
Okay, Nick, that is a good question because sure. I'm not clear on that now.
Okay, so first of all, am I going to have to shut down another floor of the jail? No, that's not even being contemplated. That is a rumor that somehow started floating around out there, but no, we're not looking at shutting down another floor. And when we talk about floors, Nick, you're right. They use synonymously their floor or level you'll hear, but there are different pods and levels on each floor of that jail. So, right now, what you described as being set up as a misdemeanor, a felon on a different level. No, I've got almost all exclusively high-level felony and mental health commits in that jail right now, just because of the dynamics of having to shut down a floor. Those low levels are not the ones that are being retained.
Okay, so there's different. It's not just a floor. It could be.
So when you hear a level, there is various levels within that level. So that's why when we had to shut down a level, we just gave a total amount. When we said a floor or a level, whatever you heard, we told you how many beds that was going to equal.
And that was how many?
Because we don't, I think it was, geez, I don't want to miss
200 or something?
220 or something like that.
Over 200.
Yeah. So, yes, Nick, that's how it's set up.
Okay. So now the big debate's going on about building a new jail.
The new jail.
We've had, of course, the opportunity years ago, which probably means it would be here by now, but we can't cry over spilt milk. Your thoughts on the new jail?
Okay, so I want to reiterate, once again, staffing's an issue, and building a new jail without staffing would not be very responsible of us. So there's a three-prong approach for me with this. You have to have a good business plan. You have to be fiscally responsible, and you have to plan for the future. Those are the three keys to moving forward with either project. Now, from the get-go, I told you I am for more beds immediately. I'm not, that tune has not changed with me. I'm, of course, for more beds and locking up more people. Got to have the staff to do it. So having a good business plan goes to your very first thing is you have to plan and have the staffing for that, right? We're already getting stuck with a transportation issue now and a video arraignment and all these other visitations and all these other requirements that are being thrown on us. We're going to have to add 10 to 12 additional people just to operate the current jail on top of opening the floor. That is the first objective. So being
and that's because we're having to move people in vans or whatever.
Across the street.
Across the street, even though it's only a block away.
Yeah. Remember, folks, I told you if I could march them across the street in chains and suits, I would. But
so any way you look at it, it's, you know, it's the same amount of security if you move them a block or 10 miles.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, transportation is transportation. Exactly. So then let's talk about being fiscally responsible. So building more beds now versus going for the long-term big facility is probably, at least at this point, more fiscally responsible, right? Because we don't have the money to build out a huge facility like we want. So building more beds now is a pretty good option. I'll tell you, Carl, one of the things that have come out of these jails workshops, which we're having, and by the way, January 5th, Thursday at the public library from 5 to 7 is going to be the next and final public workshop. And you can go to the website for that, which is ShastaJail.com. Let me make sure I get that right for you. But anyways, it's Shasta County Jail Workshop. So go to ShastaCountyWorkshop.com and sign up. And we need you to sign up and not just show up, because we only have a limited amount of space at that public library. And the guy, Jack Burgess, who runs the company The Difference, who's been hired to do this, is trying to manage, you know, how many people will be there and how to run that workshop safely and efficiently. So he needs to know. So sign up on that. So when we talk about we're talking about fiscally responsible and building out more beds now. So the best thing that has come out of the workshops, which a couple of people have brought up, hasn't been my idea, but I like the concept. And actually, this was Chair Jones's original concept. Is okay. So if we're gonna build, we can't afford to build the huge build out. We're just build 256 beds or whatever it is. Instead of doing that in the footprint where we're at down here, why don't we just start and build it out at the property off-site? We'll just do the 256 beds, and we'll start off-site, and that way we have the land, and we can plan for the future, and eventually we can add on to that facility as maybe later monies come up. And it also encompasses a long-term plan for the county. So when I'm gone and other people are gone and you're gone, Carl, and different board of supervisors aren't there anymore, they can work on keeping on, building on to that. And
so you're talking about like the original structure will have a, I'm just going to say it's your admin area, but it's big enough to take on four more buildings or pods or something like
so
that.
So the proposal that they have is a two-story, two-pod type of building
right.
that they want in downtown. Why not just take that out to the off-site facility, unstack them so they're single level, and put them out there? So here's the other problem with the 256 bed proposal that's come out. That they hired a engineer firm or a architect firm to build the design and put this in place without even talking to me or my command staff or anybody at the jail. They had several meetings and didn't bring me in until it was all done and just kind of put it in front of us. And in doing so, they didn't account for food services or laundry, which are two biggest services in the jail and are maxed out at their current jail. So we cannot accommodate that building next door with what we've got there. So, and there's need for more programming space. There's a lot of flaws that we have to work on. It's kind of cart before the horse. We needed to get the people, like I've got two lieutenants in that jail who've been there 20 years, and they would be very key in helping, you know, having input on what the needs are and what we need if we're going to add on to a facility and build out a new facility. So we're a long ways from there. And again, let's go right back to what I said. Plan for the future. That was the third thing I said. And going outside of that footprint and going off-site facility, even starting small, like again, I said it was when we started talking about this a year ago, this is one of the first proposals that Chair Jones had, which it's I think probably at the best solution for us at this point. So staffing though, right? Go ahead and build it, but if I don't have the staffing,
it doesn't do any good if we have a state of the art jail if we don't have anybody to push the button.
No matter how big
the
it
only
is,
thing
right?
we have is enough bad guys to put in it.
Well, we definitely have that.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places. They have a magnificent walk-in humidor. So you can get cigars of any kind for your loved ones who like a good cigar now and then. All your tobacco needs, all your tobacco accessories.
And they got great grab bags that Shelley puts together personally of four or five different of her favorite cigars. So yeah. That's always...
I hope my wife's listening to this. You hear that, honey?
Yeah.
A quick way to walk in, if you're a time crunch, many of us are, to just go in and ask for one of their special bags.
2153 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jingle all the way. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back to our morning show here on Wednesday, the 21st of December. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day, but decreasing clouds with a high of 56 and our overnight lows of 43. Now, according to the National Weather Service, it does look like we are going to have rain this week. Slight chance of rain tomorrow and Friday, 40% chance of rain, and then fog. Saturday, chance of rain once again, and then on Christmas Day, the forecast calls for partly sunny. So be careful wherever you're going. Just calm down. Just go slow. Calm down. Oh, we do. Liam, do you have a question?
I have a multi-part question. So we have the plan now to put the jail where the old courthouse is, right?
Well, and, that's one of the
right.
That's
so
one
that's
of the
that's one of the proposed right. plans, and so. I guess my question is, has time been spent figuring out, like, where our population is going to be 15 years from now and accounting for an increase in prisoners? Is that even going to be a long-term solution, or are we just being short-sighted in thinking that that's the right decision? Because if 15 years from now we're in the same position that we're in now, it's a waste of money.
That is probably the primary reason why I like the off-site facility better. Okay. Even if it's just a start with those 256 beds, is if you go off-site, you can plan for the future and you can look for that problem. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. And you know, there is, I've seen the other long-term part of the plan with that footprint down there is they just keep adding, I think it's a total of 4 or 6 pods all together mm-hmm. like that. But then those are all like little standalone jails, and there's no room for parking. There's no room for outbuilding, yeah. for programming and mental health and all those other things that we want to look long term for.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is we all agree that we need more jail space.
Yes.
What we need to do, though, is – like Liam says, we've got to take a look at the long range. If Shasta County becomes 110,000, I mean, comes to 200,000 or 205, 210,000, I think, what is it, 1%? You got to figure out 1% are going to be in jail.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that, Liam, the other part of your question about has there been any assessment done? That's what we one of the things we're missing is a needs assessment and a projection, okay. which typically is done. I think when I was talking earlier about a little bit cart before the horse, I think that's something we need to fall back and do too. That's why we're doing these public engagement workshops mm-hmm. is because yeah. also the public need to weigh in, and there's a lot of good ideas coming out of that as well.
Is there a chance that you can get a larger meeting area? Because that was one of the things I've heard. Is that
larger meeting area
for when you talk about the jail, you know, you get 50 people in there and that's it. You know, how about something that, you know, maybe in the board of supervisors or something, you get like 200 people, more people into it.
Yeah, I hadn't really considered anything that quite to that scale, but certainly design. You know, if you're going to build out a new thing, that is
gives more people a chance to come in. You know, you're doing it in the evenings, yep. and so you know, it gives people a chance. Like, oh, okay, I've heard about this. Oh, I can't get in.
Right,
type of thing.
Okay, we can definitely.
I mean, you know, for your last meeting.
Sure.
You know, so you're trying to get as many people's viewpoints as possible, and they are all types of different viewpoints. And you've said you've heard some things. Oh, okay.
Yeah, things that I didn't think. Hey, Carl, before we move on,
yeah.
there, you had a question on there, and I want to make sure I let whoever knows submitted that I'll bring that forward.
I already put it back in there, that you're going to push it forward.
Okay.
to Shascom.
Okay, very good.
Now, the last 5 minutes we have here, no matter what we build, it could be the most state-of-the-art, where one person takes the place of four people or three people, unless we have staffing.
Right.
So yeah.
And the other part of that we didn't even talk about is the operational budget. So if you add beds and you add facilities, wherever they are, whatever they are, operational budget has to increase, right? It's going to probably
– It has to.
Almost double my operational budget. So
when would the jail we have now reach its – shelf life, or has it already?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Carl. Truly, from what I've been told from professionals in the business, is it's at its end of life, and it needs to be. We're putting so much money into repairing everything's constantly that it's a teardown.
What is the difference between because we're keeping people now? I think you've got people in there for 6-7 years. There's some counties that got people in there for 20 or 30 years in the county jail. County jails were built for 1 year.
Yeah.
To me, it was like 1 year and under.
That's what they were originally built for.
What is there a difference between the requirements for a jail and a prison?
Well, there's the Board of State Corrections that oversees that. Uh-huh. And so there is a standard for the jail, yes, versus a state prison, and it's different, but it's still very high. The two most expensive things to build in California is a hospital and a jail, and it's because of all those stringent requirements, which...
But we're looking at putting, I mean, real criminals
yeah.
behind bars for extended periods of time, and as you said, you're already getting the jail... you know, politics and little gangs forming, I'm sure, and more assaults and all this. So it just seems to me is that the requirements for a prison may be more stringent than that you've got to do if you're going to keep people. They've got to have more exercise places. They've got to have all these other things.
That is why design is so key, because the movement of prisoners is where safety concerns come in, not just for prisoner on prisoner, but assaults on staff and everything. Whenever you have to move prisoners around, there is the opportunity for them to assault people, stab people, do all the things that they do. So the new designs of these jails that have come out, and this is something been learned by jails and prisons across the United States, is they're more self-contained. So if I have a classification of people, this is my whatever classification it is, they're in a pod area and it's all self-contained. They have their own rec yard. They have their own medical area. They have their own facility to meet with their attorneys and video conference. Everything's there. So instead of bringing them through the whole facility or down three floors to go out the rec yard, their rec time is right there in their own yard. If they need medical, they go right into that room, and we bring the medical to them. So we're not having to move those prisoners around. And that is the key to designing the jail or the detention facility in the future.
Okay. You know, but the bottom line is, and let's close on this.
All right.
Before wishing each other a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Is staffing.
Staffing. Got to remember, Carl, what I said, it can't be a Band-Aid. It's got to be a real solution, because kicking the can down the road is not just to try to get a facility open, and we're going to be right back in the same spot.
Technology only goes so far.
Yep.
But you still need two or three or four deputies to swarm on somebody.
And Linda still has a lot of Christmas stuff to get done before the date. So she's having
trouble. Hey, thank you for joining us. And by the way, just a reminder, tomorrow night we are going to be doing live music at 6 o'clock here. Pat Karch and Lou White.
Tomorrow.
Christmas songs. We don't even know what they are yet. We're just kind of going to be creative, but you've been asking for a Christmas show, so we're going to bring it to you via the radio.
And tomorrow we'll be on live remote out at North Cal Tractors and Supply out there, and Anderson. And their new building, and we're going to be they're still collecting toys out there. So come on by and see us, and bring me coffee. It's going to be cold out there.
It'll be fine. Anyway. It'll be wonderful.
You'll be all right, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in. Yeah, I know there's a thousand things, you know,
that's
on,
okay.
On your
this
plate.
This is what it's about.
Merry Christmas.
And we need everybody's input. We need people to care and participate. So thank you both. I appreciate being here, and you guys both have a great Christmas.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. And everybody, like I said, tomorrow we're going to be on live remote. And down in Anderson at the new NorCal Tractor.
Is Trish joining you?
She lives right there.
Well,
but it's cold.
Yeah.
I hope she joins me because, you know, she's just, you know, like
you. Have a little heater plugged in.
Well, we do have a heater.
Yeah.
So like we had before. Anyway, hey, everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Center. KCNR.